Wise words are priceless. When Solomon became Israel's king, God asked him what he wanted. He could have asked for anything, yet unselfishly he asked God for wisdom. Lord my God, you have now made your servant king, yet I am just a youth with no experience in leadership. So give your servant a receptive heart to judge your people and to discern between good and evil. 1 Kings chapter 3 verses 7 through 9. His desire was to rule his people with wisdom, and God granted him his request. And we're the beneficiaries of this wisdom too. In life, there is a right path and a wrong path. Both options are available for you to exercise your will. Which path will you follow? For this reason, King Solomon shares his wisdom like a father speaking to a son to caution his son from the dangers of mixing with the wrong crowd. These wise words instruct us to live in righteousness, justice, and integrity. Sin's corruption must be avoided. And looking back over your life, there are probably many foolish things you did or said that you now regret, but you can't undo what's done. Yet you can benefit from this timely warning. So hear these wise words to guard you from behaving foolishly by spurning wisdom. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and don't reject your mother's teaching, for they will be a garland of favor on your head and penance around your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, don't be persuaded. If they say, come with us, let us set an ambush and kill someone, let's attack some innocent people just for fun. Let's swallow them alive like Sheol, whole, like those who go down to the pit. We'll find all kinds of valuable property and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us and we'll all share the loot. My son, don't travel that road with them or set foot on their path, because their feet run towards evil and they hurry to shed blood. It is useless to spread a net where any bird can see it, but they set an ambush to kill themselves. They attack their own lives. Such are the paths of all who make profit dishonestly. It takes the lives of those who receive it. Proverbs chapter 1 verses 8 through 19. Living in this fallen world, corrupted by sin, there will always be voices calling you to engage in acts that are evil. So these wise words are intended to protect you from the wiles of wicked people living in wicked ways, luring you to follow their evil ways. Just for fun, they plot to kill an innocent person and then promise to share the loot. Our news is full of indescribable horror stories of wicked people committing heinous murders. Innocent people's lives are prematurely ended to capitalize on their possessions, which are then distributed amongst the perpetrators of these violent crimes. It's hard to think how these murderers can live with themselves, some showing no contrition for their crimes. These words of wisdom caution you, firstly, urging you to not forsake the values instilled in you when you were brought up to honor God and respect the dignity of life. Secondly, not to consider any association with such wicked people or to be complicit in their wicked ways for illicit gain. This exposes sin's corruption, dishonesty for personal gain. So, assess yourself, asking whether you're perhaps engaged in any activity for dishonest gain. If so, you've been warned that it will come back and bite you in the bum. For killing others will take what to take what's theirs glaringly exposes your lack of respect as well as your corrupt heart that seeks for dishonest gain. And remember Jesus' words. You have heard that it was said to our ancestors, do not murder, and whoever murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you, everyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Matthew chapter 5 verses 21 through 22. It's unlikely that you're plotting or complicit in murder, but what about your anger? Let's listen to wise words. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, help me to walk in your ways, avoiding any association with evil. Amen.